Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Terry Rozier has had a rough season overall. It's Gary Trent Jr. hits the basket, showing some explosiveness. And now Gary Trent Jr. And he fires one in, another three-pointer.
Just really struggled this year offensively. They could really use him to get going.
Ooh, Trent's feeling right now, Coach. An hour late due to the Bucks' travel problems in New Orleans. Gary Trent Jr. is on a heater right now.
He certainly was on a heater. Trent ends up hitting seven threes in that game last night in 27 minutes, 21 points. 125-96 Bucks victory highlight courtesy of TNT. That's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Charlie Houston producing the show, Other Side of the Glass. Joining us now, he is Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. Jim, how surprised were you by the Bucks performance last night, considering what the last 3 days had in store for them?
Yeah, definitely a little surprised. You figure a few days off their feet literally would be good. I mean, they'll pay for it later, I'm sure, when they jam that New Orleans game into some inconvenient spot later in the season. But to get, what, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3.5 days off, really? They didn't practice. They didn't shoot. You know, maybe they're in the hotel fitness room getting lifted. So, yeah, I thought for sure it looked a little rougher shooting-wise for the whole game. Obviously, didn't start that great. But, it's not easy. I know Giannis sort of made light of it, like, hey, our life isn't too bad. This wasn't the worst way to travel. But, coming in a couple hours before a game, routines are routines. So, I'll give it to them. Look, the Heat are obviously going through it in their own stuff, Sparky. But they were in town. They had to practice, all that stuff. So, yeah, I think the Bucks comported themselves very, very well on what could have been an easy way to say, oh, we shot 28%. Hey, look what happened to us.
Were you?
And they didn't do it.
Were you in New Orleans, too, or who was covering the game?
Well, the game that didn't happen, nobody. I never made it to New Orleans, Sparky.
Because Eric Name didn't go either, so neither one of you got stuck there. Well, that's good at least.
Yeah, we both have friends that live in New Orleans who said, you know what, guys, unless you have a charter bus that can get you around, you may not be able to get out of the airport. And clearly the Bucks, even with their charter bus, even with the way these teams can travel, they got snowed in for 3 days. So, we made that call, I think, over the weekend.
All right, talking with Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. Let's talk about some of the things that we saw last night. Gary Trent Jr., the highlight we played coming out, obviously one of the storylines. You know, he started off the year really slow and now has really started going. This is what they thought they were getting when they got him in the offseason and kind of surprised everybody that they were able to get him. And I said it earlier with Charlie, which is, hey, man, this dude is legitimately an X factor when you start talking about playoff runs and postseason runs. Because if this guy hits four or five threes in a game, that could be a difference between winning and losing.
Oh, for sure. But he's, he's more than Bryn Forbes, right?
Oh, Sparky, thank God, like, yes.
Yeah, and so, look, and I'm not knocking Bryn. There's a reason they swept the Heat, right? Bryn Forbes averaged more points than Jimmy Butler. He earned his part of that.
Think about what you just said. Would you think about what you just said? He averaged more points than Jimmy Butler. They should have got rid of Butler after that series in Miami. Why wait so long?
So, but you're right. I obviously, the shooting slump at the start of the year, along with everyone else, contributed to the 2-8 start. And look, we saw it on New Year's Eve in Indianapolis, where he caught, catch and shoot two threes down the stretch to help them win the game. And he can play defense. So, Sparky, I think what will be interesting is come playoff time, if Doc feels, Trent it has to be the bench guy. Like, you don't start, but he's part of that closing five, right? And because he can defend, and maybe that's just a better use of his energy, right? Like, maybe he shouldn't play 33 minutes a game, but you're right. The shooting is next level. And, Spark, you know this. Anyone who plays around Giannis has career three-point seasons, right? They get paid after playing in Milwaukee. Gary Trent's the latest, and I guess we'll find out if he can be that sort of two-way guy that they've been missing and that he was signed to be quite honest.
You know, the other person in all of this that obviously we have to bring up is Damian Lillard. Now, again, everybody thought he had a triple-double, and then they took it away for a Brooke Lopez rebound instead of Lillard. But Lillard in the month of January has really caught fire, too. He attributes a lot of that to a conversation that he had on the phone with Vin Baker earlier in the month. But if this Damian Lillard can be like this through the playoffs and play at this level, that's much different than what we had going into the season and the postseason last year.
I mean, of course, one being health, of course.
Yeah.
And two, look, Spark, I mean, it takes time, and that isn't sexy to say, but the history of this league shows whenever you put stars together, it doesn't really click. And there's different levels of stars. I mean, even Rudy Gobert 3 years ago, that was a disaster, right? Well, then last year they win 55 games to go to a conference finals. Like, it's you and Dame, when I sat with him in Portland, referenced Luka and Kyrie. Their first year together, they're in the lottery. The next year they go to the finals, right? So I think it just took that amount of time plus into this season to some degree, Sparky, for him and Giannis and Chris to function in some way together. It makes this trade deadline interesting to see if the Bucks feel like they need to further shake that up. But as of right now, yeah, Dame looks comfortable. Dame looks like himself, but in the sort of new version that has to exist alongside Giannis.
Talk with Jim Mozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bucks beat writer here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. On the Fan, Sparky with you. Follow Jim on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. Let's talk about Giannis and where we're at right now with him. You've obviously been around him all season long. How does he feel to you as far as physically? How is he doing at about the midway point of the season? And we talked about this before. He definitely feels way more aggressive this year than he was last year.
Yeah, I mean, to loop it back to this New Orleans thing, it doesn't hurt that Giannis got to get off his feet for right. 3.5 days in the middle of February, right? Because now they're going to be playing every other day for a while, and you know, this sort of sprint to the All-Star break. Yeah, he's prioritizing health. I think we saw that at the end of November, right, when he was pulled out of the game in Miami and essentially was off for 6 days. Now, he says this, and I agree with him, when he got sick, just like Dame, that respiratory illness where he was out for a week. Now, that's not really resting. I mean, he couldn't breathe, and him and Dame looked every part of ill, even coming back from that, Sparky. But, like, in terms of his body, his knees, the shoulders, like that stuff, definitely, I would say he feels better. We see that in the way he's playing, honestly. Sparky, the mid-range stuff, there's an intent behind that, is to keep his body off the floor as much as possible, because he knows he hasn't been available the last two playoff runs. And I think the Dame factor helps as well. Like, he's passing out of some of these situations when he's getting into the paint, Sparky, where he's not running into three guys and then hitting the floor, right? Like, those passes are coming quicker, where that contact isn't there as often. And yeah, the mindset, I think, for him, he's found that comfort with Dame, where it's like, okay, I'm Giannis, I'm aggressive, get me in transition, let me run. But it's sort of I don't want to call it a nuanced part of this game, but it is. You're seeing him be aggressive and attack the rim in a way we're familiar with. But I think on the day to day, Sparky, he's not getting that pounding or taking that pounding that maybe we would have seen 3 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, for sure.
Obviously, the free throw line, he sucks. Shot an air ball, horrible air ball last night. I don't think he's going to suck all year. I don't. I think by the time the playoffs come, I think he'll be back to shooting a more decent percent. I'm not quite sure what his deal is currently, but I cannot imagine he's shooting 50% from the line in the playoffs.
It's a good point, and I definitely understand fans who may say, wait a minute, you're a top four mid-range shooter right now in the league, which is true. It's like Chris, DeMar DeRozan, Giannis, right?
That's
like,
crazy.
It's kind of remarkable.
Yes.
And how is that not translating the free throw line? I mean, it's two different things. Bucks fans have been watching him try this for so long, Sparky, to figure this out. You're right. I don't know if it's quote-unquote fixed by the end of this year. I will say this. I do feel like there's more confidence in that free throw shot. And I think some of that is because of the work at the mid-range. But you're right. We have seen him. He has had the 80% game or the 72% game. So I do think that's in there. And you're right. I think, you know, once you get to the playoffs, he's going to the line 13 times. Is he going to have a stinker? Yes. But I think when it matters, we have seen him make enough for it to make a difference.
I've got two Bucks topics still to come up in this show. I got one in the 3 and another one in the 4. I'm going to give you both. All right? Here's the 3 o'clock topic. All-star starters announced. Why not more love for Damian Lillard, specifically from the players who ranked him 8th?
Oh, that's a good question. That I don't know, because he's widely respected around the league. I just wonder if the Bucks part of the standings and it's sort of like, hey, you know, Jalen Brunson had yet to get in. There is, I will say this, Sparky, I know some guys at the ends of their careers get into all-star games that maybe they shouldn't be in. We'll see how the coaches view him. I do think players want to reward other players to a degree, right? And maybe they thought he'd get voted in or the media would vote. I don't know. But I don't think it's a disrespect thing from the players. I think that was more of, hey, maybe some of these other guys deserve their shot for how well their teams have played either last year or this year.
Question in the 4 o'clock hour, 420. Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton, all reportedly are available. Do you think the Bucks can afford to lose all 3?
I mean, Spark, it's a longer conversation. I think obviously we know who would be coming back. If you're moving those 3 guys, that's either for Bradley Beal or Zach LaVine.
Let's say LaVine, because I don't want to think about a disaster in Beal. I may change teams if they get Bradley Beal. LaVine to keep my sanity.
And then what you have to add in is unknown big man, because this is not happening for the Bucks if a third big, a rotational big, is not coming in, right? So unknown big man, Zach LaVine. It's probably a horizontal move on the basketball court, Sparky. Like, obviously, Zach, of all these high-priced players, Zach's the only one playing at sort of his peak-ish level.
Yep, right.
But you're losing, obviously, a rotational big who's won a title. We know what Chris can do in crunch time. We don't know what Zach LaVine looks like in crunch time. And obviously, Pat is out of the rotation. But let's be honest, Spark, some tough playoff series against Cleveland, Pat Connaughton could give you 3.5 minutes of winning basketball. Like, you know that, right? So you're trading this unknown. It's probably a lateral move, Sparky. And really, if they were to move those guys, what you'd be looking at is, oh, they have a first-round draft pick they didn't have. Oh, they're under the apron and now have some financial flexibility. I think if those guys are moved out, it's not just basketball. There would have to be some off-court benefits that improve the team that they don't already own. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they're in the mix. They're in these conversations for these players. I think on court, it's probably a lateral. They probably still finish as the 4th seed, maybe the 3rd. But you're looking at the summer with, like, oh, there's different assets that this team didn't already possess.
4-game West Coast trip coming up starting in L.A. Saturday. Are you heading on the West Coast trip?
I will be on the trip. Obviously, thoughts are still with everyone in L.A. as they still, you know, fighting new fires and whatnot. But, Sparky, I'm on the trip. And, look, this team has been bad on the road for 1.5 years. Like, this is – are you for real? Like, win some of these road games, Sparky. They do. These next 2 weeks, I think that Oklahoma City game is like a schedule loss anyway. That home road back-to-back is terrible from the league there. But you go 5-2 on the road in the next 2 weeks, Sparky. Like, be that winning team. That's what I'm looking to see.
He is Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bucks beat writer. You'll want to see all of his great stuff in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter @Jim Ozarski. Jim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Safe travels.
Yeah, thanks for having me.